Distracted driving. Studies show that anything that takes away your attention from driving could result in a crash. No matter what the distraction, drivers who are distracted exhibit the same basic type of behavior. Distractions cause drivers to react more slowly to traffic conditions or events, such as a vehicle stopping to make a left turn or pulling out from a side road. Distracted drivers fail more often to recognize potential hazards, such as pedestrians, bicyclists, or debris in the road. Distracted drivers also decrease their margin of safety, leading them to take risks they might not otherwise take, such as turning left in front of oncoming traffic. Inattention and failure to yield are the most common driver-contributing actions in pedestrian and bicycle motor vehicle crashes in Vermont. Dealing with distractions. Pre-program your favorite radio stations for easy access and keep your stereo at a volume low enough so you can hear things outside of your vehicle, such as a siren, horn honking, or a train whistle. Designate a front seat passenger to serve as a co-pilot rather than fumble with maps or navigation systems. If you are driving alone, map out destinations in advance. Avoid eating and drinking while driving. Make sure all food items are secure and drinks fit securely in cup holders. Do not underestimate how distracting children can be in the vehicle. Teach them the importance of good behavior while in a vehicle. Take a break if you find yourself lost in thought while driving. Remember to focus on driving and avoid being distracted by people or objects inside and outside your vehicle. Do your personal grooming at home, not in the vehicle. Pets can be distracting and should be in a carrier, not in your lap or free to move. Smoking is a distraction. Avoid smoking while driving. Dealing with emotions. Emotions affect safe driving. You may not be able to drive well if you are overly worried, excited, afraid, angry, or depressed. Give yourself time to cool off and calm down. Taking a walk is a good way to do this. Plan ahead. Give yourself some extra time for your driving trip. Leave a few minutes early. If you have plenty of time, you are less likely to speed or break laws or crash. Cell phones and other electronic devices. It is against the law for drivers to read or send messages while driving. It is against the law for drivers to use a portable electronic device while operating a motor vehicle on a public highway in Vermont, including while the vehicle is stationary. A person who violates this law shall be subject to a fine of not less than $100 and not more than $200 for a first violation, and of not less than $250 and not more than $500 for a second or subsequent violation. A person convicted of violating this section while operating within a properly designated work zone in which construction, maintenance, or utility personnel are present shall have 2 points assessed against his or her driving record for a first conviction and 5 points assessed for a second or subsequent conviction. Recognize that driving requires your full attention. If a call needs to be made, ask a passenger in the vehicle to place the call for you or stop at a safe place before making your call. Don't answer your cell phone. Let the caller leave a message and return calls when stopped at a safe location. Secure the phone in the vehicle so that it does not become a projectile in a crash.